This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, cotton futures ending 2020 with a bang, according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, gaining 192 points from the previous close last Thursday. The high for the last day of 2020, the highest price to print since April of 2019. That's 20 months ago. So how did we get there? Well, cotton futures opened 2020 with the March contract trading 69.12, rallying to 71.96 later in the month. Markets seemed ready to continue that rally as U.S. and China signed the Phase 1 trade deal, including China significantly increasing their purchases of many U.S. goods, including cotton. But again, the outbreak of coronavirus did hit the rest of the world. Commodity and stock prices fell sharply in February and March as it became clear that most of the world would be instituting strict quarantine measures to flatten the curve. Many governments also passing some stimulus measures and the world's central banks dropping their interest rates. Measures left cotton trading at $48.35 on April 1st. But then the rally began. And as we found smaller supply, better demand, we end the year with a gain of 907 points. I'm Tony St. James.